On April Fool's Day, even straight-laced newspapers and networks traditionally try to have a little fun with their audience. But this year, with the news dominated by war in Iraq, it's been more difficult to set the right humorous tone. NPR's Robert Smith reports on how comedy is faring during dark times.
Remember after September 11th, when comedians appeared with long faces and asked, "When can we laugh again?" That just hasn't happened with this war.
Saddam Hussein is now offering promotions and bonuses for suicide bombers. How stupid do you have to be?
It's often been said, if you don't have anything nice to say, say it on Iraqi state television.
This isn't exactly Vietnam. Before the thing even got going, there was people out in the street misspelling signs asking me to give Peach a chance.
War may be hell, but people like Jay Leno, Jon Stewart, and Greg Proops are trying to make it funny as hell. Paul Lewis studies humor at Boston College.
War raises every kind of emotion in a mass audience, the emotions of fear, the emotions of anxiety, the emotions of contempt. And all of these things, humor is ideally designed to massage and to express and to vent in various ways. So you have jokes that are doing all of those things at the same time.
In America, war humor has traditionally had a patriotic streak, from the cartoons satirizing King George during the Revolution to the Three Stooges dressing up as Hitler. Mocking the enemy always goes over big, as does poking fun at the travails of army life. Bob Hope has made a career out of it.
You know, during the time they stay in boot camp, these Marines have to forget completely about girls. In fact, at midnight, the sergeant goes through the barracks with a flashlight, waking up anybody that has a smile on his face.
If there was dissent or observations about the horrors of war, it rarely made it into mainstream comedy. It took the Vietnam War to open up that comic minefield, and people like George Carlin.
Now, you probably noticed I don't feel about that war the way we were ordered and instructed by the United States government to feel about that war. You see, I tell you, my mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking.
Most of Carlin's humor still can't be played during prime time. And so far in the war with Iraq, few mainstream comedians are going there. Late-night talk show hosts like Jay Leno have perfected the art of turning jokes about the Iraq war into jokes about something else.
They said today it'll cost $30 billion to rebuild Iraq, which is not that bad, you know. Hey, that's still less than it costs to rebuild Cher, you know, so think of that.
And nobody gets offended, except perhaps Cher. Even in the comedy clubs, the audiences don't seem ready for true war humor. At the Gotham Comedy Club in New York, comedian Greg Giraldo gingerly tries to slip the war into his routine.
You watch the war today? It was pretty good today. It is like watching a TV show. I like this war better than the first one, which is weird. Usually the sequels aren't as good.
But this like war, the like... other comedians on this night, he ends up returning to jokes about sex and drugs. Giraldo says he goes with what works.
I'm ultimately trying to make people laugh, so I'm not pounding them over the head with any message. And I myself am trying to figure out my take on the whole thing. It's not like I have the answers to any of it.
What's allowable to joke about seems to change day by day. The most cutting-edge humor is still to be found in editorial cartoons and on the internet, where people with a point of view can laugh with others who think the same way. The internet site The Onion is widely cited as leading the way for anti-war humor, with headlines like, "Dead Iraqi would have loved democracy." It makes you think, but it may not make you laugh out loud. Much like the war itself, figuring out the right comedic tone is taking longer than anyone anticipated. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.